roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called STAB.
This first guy here is a good friend of mine. His name is Josh Vigil. He actually invented the candlelight vigils that you've heard so much about.
I should have did that joke earlier. I'm great. Good. Good to be here.
Do you have a Twitter handle of some sort?
I just have handles. No, I don't have Twitter. No, sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being here. Chaz Hawkins, he was a mailman at one time. Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you quit that job as a mailman?
I did. Yeah. And like my self-confidence is not as low as it might have seemed earlier. Like, I'm all about this shit.
So okay, good. That's good.
I feel like I need to tell them that.
Well, Chaz, also, aside from being a mailman, also the inventor of parachute pants and waffles.
Parachute pants and waffles. Wow. All right.
At the same time.
Yeah, it was weird. It just came to him.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Jesse Jones.
Hey.
He's in the last chair.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones, the inventor of the word snap. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
He did.
Very versatile.
Word. Yeah. He did. It was weird.
Sure.
They didn't even know what to call it. They always called it buttoning up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, snaps.
Or being really quick and witty.
That's right. Oh. That's right.
Urban setting.
So this is STAB. My name is John Ross. I'm the host. And we're going to play STAB. Are you ready?
Go.
This first segment is called the top five New Year's resolutions of your dicks. Gentlemen, come on, fellas. Get down in there and ask your dicks what their top five New Year's resolutions are. We'll do one at a time, starting with Josh Vigil.
All right. Top five resolutions of my dick. Number one, fix that leak.
All right. We're going to do one at a time. Fix that leak. Chaz Hawkins, what's your one?
Never leave the house without a jacket. Pretend every day is flu season.
Okay. Jesse Jones.
I don't know if it only works as a group, so let's see. The first one is learn Greek.
Learn Greek. Okay. Josh, number two of five.
Update wardrobe. Turtlenecks are out of style.
Joe? You guys don't have to wait for me. That's a pattern.
Right, lose weight and finally travel someplace Asian.
I've been there.
My second was listen to Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor album.
Really registered right. With one person?
That's usually where I aim.
That's your demographic, one of many.
This one's kind of a two-parter. It's get more excited when the girlfriend is around, and stop getting so excited when the girlfriend is around.
All right.
Stay off of social media outlets, and definitely no pogging on Facebook.
Take a trip down the old dirt road.
Butt stuff.
Stop being so hard-headed.
Are we on number four?
This is number four.
Host Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. My dick doesn't know Dick Clark is just the guy's name.
Go spear fishing for the great brown shark.
Okay.
This one's going to be of a lot of help. Stop spitting in Josh's socks.
That was disgusting. Am I right, 17-year-old? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you got a one sock, no.
Grab those two balls and go down to the movie theater to see Top 5 written, directed, and starring Chris Rock.
And to go with my theme, finally finished my book of anal sex euphemisms.
Okay. That was the top five New Year's resolutions of your dicks. Thank you, guys. Thank you. That was the top five New Year's resolutions of your dicks. This is Stab. This next segment is called This Was Today Once. Josh Vigil, on today's date, Japan is celebrating the Festival of Seven Herbs. Didn't know if you knew that. Also on this date today, 2014, American racehorse Sunshine Forever went tits up. Died. What did your celebration festivities look like today in honor of these two events in tandem?
All right, well, first of all, I know many of you are eager to get out here and celebrate, so I'll keep it short. What I do is celebrate the traditional Japanese holidays. I get up and make some green tea and watch Rush Hour 2 to get myself in the right frame of mind. I then go out in a public place like the mall and greet any person who looks Asian with a bow and thank them and tell them how much I love Japan, which you get a lot of, I'm not Japanese, I'm Korean, but it doesn't matter because it makes me feel good. And then I go to the food court and have an authentic meal at Panda Express. The single most important thing, though, to remember during this holiday and many other holidays you may celebrate is to not actually know what the holiday means or what it's about. Because I can't tell you how many times I'd refrain from Googling what this Festival of Seven Herbs actually is, because I'm afraid I'm going to find out that one of the herbs is not weed, and that's like the best part of the whole holiday. So, that's what I do for that. And in memory of Sunshine Forever, out of respect for him, I don't use horse glue on this day. Okay. I just use Gorilla Glue because I never met one I liked.
Okay.
And they never won me any money.
Okay. Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
This was Today Once. That was your section. Thank you, Josh Vigil. You can clap. You guys can clap if you want.
You don't have to please.
Chaz Hawkins, on this very date, 1977, American actor Dustin Diamond was birthed. Also on this day, very date, 1768, Joseph Bonaparte, Italian brother of Napoleon, got born also. How did you recognize these occasions?
I gave a wedgie to a short kid while thinking, what the hell happened to Lark Voorhees, who's Lisa from Saved by the Bell.
All right. Short and sweet. This show will not run over time.
I don't know. I wrote a lot today.
Jesse Jones. Today, Cambodia is celebrating Victory from Genocide Day. It's a good day to celebrate. How did you choose to celebrate this day in tandem with Nicolas Cage's 1964 birthday and American television host Hill Hauser 2013 death day? How did you celebrate all of those at once?
Cambodia's gold is produced in association with KCET Los Angeles and is made possible through a generous grant from the Ralph M. Pearson Foundation.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jesse Jones. And boy, do I have a treat for you today. I tell you what, I've been this excited since I found that treasure map on the back of the Declaration of Independence and followed it all the way to a delicious dish of ice cream at Dewar's Ice Cream and Fine Candy in Bakersfield, California. The adventure today started out heading down a deserted mountain road in Phnom Penh, past lots and lots of beautiful, historic, unmarked mass graves. It was easily one of the most beautiful mass grave sites that I had ever seen. I'm told by people who know that these mass grave sites are the sites of masses of graves. Where masses of people were buried, often in mass. They say nearly 3 million. And boy, I'll tell you what, that's sure what I call a spectacular mass. Then after a while, me and cameraman Louise found ourselves sipping on a boba tea and enjoying a dish of salted caramel ice cream at historic Bubbles Tea and Ice Cream in Phnom Penh. Bubbles Tea and Ice Cream and the thousands and thousands of sad, sad mass graves are true Cambodian landmarks. a human atrocity that's still in the record books. But there's more to these places than just the ice cream and the tea and how many people are buried in them. There's an enduring story of madness and massacre and delicious salted caramel here. A story of slaughtered men and women and tea, who along with the genocide are truly a part of Cambodia's gold.
Thank you, Jesse Jones. That was This Today, Was Today Once. This is Still Stab. In case you're checking. Keep it short. This next segment is called Reorganization. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who and what does it now represent? Today's acronym is NWA. Hmm? Josh, please don't be racist.
Earmuffs, Chaz. this one applies to everyone. Okay. Never wear Abercrombie.
Okay.
Yes. That's important.
Thank you.
I'm not wearing Abercrombie. What are you looking for? I'm not supposed to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was keeping it short as well.
All right. The first thing that came to mind was niggas with assault rifles, but I feel like that'd probably be the same thing. but then I thought National Whole Food Acoustics, which is a partnership with Whole Foods where you can buy organic percussions. they sell things such as Burt's Easy Beeswax. You can also buy free range Beats by Dre. And they have a large selection of exotic fishes, their best seller being Little Guppies. For anybody that knows Ice Cube.
Is that a rapper?
No, it's Ice Cube.
Oh, okay. That was his nickname?
What?
Was his nickname Little Guppy? I'm white.
No. There was this song called Gangsters Make the World Go Round.
Okay.
And he said he's the big fish.
Oh.
Little Guppies.
Still.
Gangsters make the
still
world
unfamiliar.
Go.
I still have less clarity than I did before.
Well, there's always niggas with assault rifles, John.
Yeah, I mean, yes, there you are. Oh, Jesse Jones, bring us home.
My NWA is Nephews Will Always.
Uh-oh.
Which, rightfully so. Which is a chapter in the Amazon.com best-selling ebook, The Sexual Predator's Handbook, All the Do's and Don'ts You Need to Know to Do What You Know You Shouldn't. Where the author explains, a potent mixture of trust, curiosity, and shame makes any good nephew a perfect partner.
Oh, God.
Until they reach a level of physical maturity that you can no longer tolerate.
Oh, Jesus.
This section is immediately followed by Chapter 7. If there's grass on the field, do you mow the lawn or move the game? Not so much a molestation crowd. I have a second one if we'd like to try that one. Yeah. I've got another one.
Let's
find in the level of the room.
I almost wrote the same thing, actually.
it also represents a group called Never Watched Armageddon, who are a collection of devoted Deep Impact fans.
That's better.
Yeah. I'm finding it. Who will always be more emotionally moved by the sight of a weepy Taya Leone being consumed by an enormous tidal wave while in the embrace of her formerly estranged father at their childhood beach house than any of Bruce Willis's bullshit sacrifice for an ugly crying Ben Affleck in spacesuits.
I like that. I like that one way better.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. That was Reorganization. Again, we're still playing Stab. This next segment is called Write an Erotic Poem About It. The subjects you were given, Josh, you were given Satanism. Chaz Hawkins, you were given Pauly Shore. And Jesse Jones, you were given The Jews. We're going to go and start with Josh Vigil and his erotic poem about Satanism.
All right. I'm glad I got this one because I already had one I wrote. All right. Christianity, it never turned me on. Jesus is just not my type. A blue-eyed German who wears sandals in a sarong. Give me the D. darkness, despair, and Doritos Locos Tacos because evil come in three. I want to dance with the devil. Screams of passion and sparks in the air. Mostly because people are burning eternally in the lake of fire, but still hot to me. I want Satan to levee me down in the moonlight's gleam, while staring at me in the eyes and asking if I want to eat his apple. Hold your tongue and say apple, and you'll know exactly what he means. That's another anal rim joke, if anybody...
Yeah,
all right.
Let me say that was very erotic.
Is everyone hard? Okay, all right, go ahead.
I am.
All right.
Chaz Hawkins, an erotic poem in regards to Pauly Shore.
The poem is titled How I Met Your Mother. If you guys don't know, Pauly Shore's mother is, she owns the Comedy Store, Mitzi Shore.
In Los Angeles, where you live?
Yeah, yeah.
Way to...
That's true. Anyway, you say you're a sex addict, but I'm not sure. When your movies are released, nobody comes. But you do suck. You fuck. Can suck. Bruh. Bruh. That's the end of it.
That was beautiful. Bruh. Jesse Jones, let's hear your erotic poem about the Jews. It's going to be great.
Yeah. No, given how things have gone.
Yes.
I have the utmost confidence in this. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a hymie by the toe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If he hollers, take it slow. And all day long, his schwants you'll blow. So many Gentiles confused by the yarmulke, they wonder just what it's all about, or they wonder just what it all means. But if you ask me, I say it's a solar panel for circumcised sex machines. Now put down the Torah, because I want to explore every succulent inch of your body. Slip off those clothes, get me closer to Moses. It's about to get mashugana naughty. At the end of the night, when it's all said and done, your crazy long sideburns won't be the only things curled. Because your Yahweh's chosen people spent 40 years in the desert learning how to rock this Goyim's world. I want all 7 sexy Jew bankers who consolidate the money, control the world's power. We'll get so hot and so steamy, feel like we're in an oven. We're all gonna need a shower. Oh my God. I don't care. I fucking love that. You can sit in your guilt. Now come on, be a mensch. Schlep on over here, bubbla. I want to nosh on your schmeckle. I want to feel me all full of you.
All right. The last segment is called Write an Erotic Poem About It. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles I made up while drunk. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles. Josh Vigil, the name of your movie is called The Cowboy and the Other Cowboys. Chaz Hawkins, the name of your movie was You Best Get Steppin' 3. Jesse Jones, the name of your movie is called The Chinatown Tambourine Lamborghini. We're going to start with Josh Vigil, The Cowboy and the Other Cowboys.
Once upon a time, there was a cowboy, but he wasn't the only cowboy. There were the other cowboys. This summer, don't miss the action-packed thriller about a cowboy who's completely unaware that there are other cowboys out there. Witness the suspense, drama. My phone died. comedy, romance, carpentry, feng shui, hijinks, rendezvous, tannins, and many more feelings you get from stuff and things.
That's.
Is that what it's about? I don't feel like we don't know what it's about.
What? I just told. I'll tell you what the fucking movie's about. It's about a good cowboy, and then there's a really bad cowboy, and then there's one really ugly cowboy.
It's a good bad and ugly, I think.
Huh?
Nothing. It's the good, bad, and the ugly, right? Ugly.
Shut your fucking mouth. I know what that is.
No.
Who do you think wrote it? The guy that wrote the other cowboys and that cowboy. Coming soon to VHS near you.
Good job, Josh. Chaz Hawkins, you best get to step in three. What's that about?
Was that like purposely?
No, it wasn't. Jesus.
I don't know. You best get step in three is a remake of the classic Get Off My Lawn, starring Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. This is a movie which has won several film festivals, awards, not film festivals, it won the awards for them, and is up for an Academy Award nod. It's a drama slash comedy that pits two lifelong rivals as youngsters. They were leaders of rival gangs, but have since went on to change both of their lives for the better, leaving the gang life behind, and have since become oil tycoons. Everything was going perfect for them until they eyed the same plot of land. The film culminates with the iconic scene where they simultaneously step on each other's shoes and neither of them wants to budge. Hence the title, You Best Get the Step In. The title of the film had to be changed, though, due to copyright infringement laws, because it was originally called You Best Get Dust Steppin'. But they had to change that because there was a ESPN 30 for 30 about an African high jumper with that title, narrated by Stuart Scott. Oh,
he's dead.
Now, yeah, sorry.
You think his body is colder than the other side of the
All right, we're not gonna do that.
What? Some people say that joke's too soon, but it wouldn't make sense because he'd still be warm if it were.
Cold as ice, John.
It's a joke about temperatures.
So it's now been changed. The title has actually been extended. The title is now You Best Get Steppin'. He Ain't Playing For Real Dough. Three.
All right. All right. Thank you, Chaz. Thank you. Yes.
That was hard to read. That was very.
It was hard to listen to. Really? No, I'm kidding. Jesse Jones.
Uh huh.
The name of your movie is called The Chinatown Tambourine Lamborghini. Good luck with this.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Had to do something creative. The Chinatown Tambourine Lamborghini is actually just a terribly mistranslated Japanese bootleg copy of Guitar Hero for the Wii. Sold from a blanket laid out on the sidewalk of the Chinatown neighborhood in downtown Los Angeles. In the game, you try to precisely time the thrusts of your controller with the notes of a popular J-pop song, thus causing a disembodied hand on screen to poke a character identified only as your boss in the butthole in time to the music. Japanese games are fucking weird. If you get all the way through the game, you're rewarded with a code, which you can enter at the Tambourine Lamborghini website. Good for one random pair of vending machine panties.
Oh,
a box of shrimp and mango flavored candy chips. And a free copy of Telephone Action Requirement for PS3, which sort of resembles Call of Duty, only with tentacles and buttholes.
There it was. That's the end of that segment. Movie makeup. The This is still Stab, and ladies and gentlemen, you know, be encouraged. This is the last segment of the show. It's the last segment. Called Department of Tourism. Gentlemen, you've just been hired as your city's new tourism director. Congrats, by the way. Now make us want to come to your city. Josh Vigil, the name of your city, is the City of Itty Bitty Kitty Cats. Chaz Hawkins, your city is called the Isles of Walmart. I-S. And Jesse Jones, the name of your city is called the Palindromeda Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Palindromeda Galaxy. We're going to start with Josh Vigil with the City of Itty Bitty Kitty Cats.
Oh, my God. When I read that title, I said, fuck you, to myself when I read
did
it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Mm, that's nice.
But I still wrote it. That's what I wanted you to know.
Sorry.
Oh, all right. Welcome to the City of Itty Bitty Kitty Cats, the land of milk and catnip. The only place in the world where there's cuteness overload is a real thing. Excuse me. We are a city of about 100,000 people. Our demographics are mostly comprised of single women over 40 who have completely given up on love and being with another human being, sprinkled in with a few of the gays. Excuse me. Times that by about 6 cats each, and we're a town of over 500,000 felines. A little fun fact, the City of Itty Bitty Kitty Cats is the only city in America besides Detroit where littering is not a crime. In fact, it's encouraged. So come and stay at one of our finest hotels. Why am I talking like Harry Carey? I don't know. Come and stay at one of our fine hotels made entirely of carbon and awake to the sound of what may sound like a cat being murdered at 3 in the morning. That's the sound of love, folks. Or come see cats making love in the cat hotel. Or as we call it, the Itty Bitty Kitty Titty Committee Hotel. It's a great time for the whole family. So grab your yarn and your slotted shovels and head on down to the City of Itty Bitty Kitty Cats. It's the perfect destination.
Oh, Josh Vigil. Wonderful. Josh, do you have anything you want to plug in? Plug?
Yep. Plug? Oh.
Do you have Twitter?
You're bad. I have Instagram. Viggy Smalls, V-I-G-I-S-M-A-L-L-S, yes.
All right, great.
All right.
Are you still running the website, Craigslist Way Too
Personals? Yes, Craigslist Way Too Personals. Don't post anything on Craigslist because I will repost it and make fun of you.
Okay, all good. Right. We want to check that out. Craigslist
Way on Too Tumblr. Thank you.
Chaz, tell us about the city called the Isles of Walmart.
Walmart?
Walmart. Walmart.
All right. Do you love the feeling of accomplishment that you get from having a hard day at work actually pay off? That warm, wholesome feeling you get putting money back into the community by supporting local businesses and mom and pop stores? Me fucking neither. I hate that shit. Come on down to the aisles of Walmart. Obesity, hypertension, high blood pressure. Don't worry, you can get all of them. And though your life might be shortening, what's a life worth living if you can't roll back those prices?
That's true. That's true. That's such a... Was that the end?
That's the end.
Chaz Hawkins. Chaz, what do you have going on? What's your...
You can follow me on Twitter, Chaz Hawkins. That's my name and my Twitter handle. Also, my Instagram, Chaz of the Mohawkins.
Oh. Is it 2 Z's in Chaz?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Write it. That down.
All right, great. Thank you, Chaz Hawkins, for being here. We'll clap at the end, I guess. Go ahead.
My self-esteem is still fine, you guys.
Good.
I told you earlier, it didn't change at all. Yeah. It actually got better.
It's good.
I think I'm going to sell this DVD after this show.
Yeah. Jesse Jones,
yeah.
Bring it on home with the Palindromeda Galaxy. Palindromeda Galaxy.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how funny this might be.
Okay.
It's more a linguistic exercise.
Okay.
So if you want to, I've got extra copies. If you want to hand those out to everybody.
He actually does. He's not kidding.
Because palindromes, how the fuck would you know if I'm saying a palindrome unless you could see it? I'm serious, Laura. Get up and hand those out. I only have 10, so one per table maybe.
How many paragraphs are on that thing? Jesus Christ.
I worked hard on this.
I'm not criticizing. Sort of criticizing.
Well, me too.
It's really long.
I'm going to pass it around. Don't read ahead because then it's not funny. I mean, it's already probably not. But give me a fighting chance, for Christ's sake.
It'll make it less funny.
All right. So, yeah. Palindromeda Galaxy. The highlighted, the bold portions are individual. This doesn't play for podcasts. It doesn't matter.
Hey, hold on one second. Did everyone get a copy?
Everybody that wanted one? Did everybody that wanted one get one?
Okay. All right. All right.
Don't read ahead. You can follow along. Just don't read ahead.
All right.
I want you to follow along. I don't want you to read ahead.
Everyone, just raise your hand if you didn't get one. Raise your hand.
I only printed 10, so it doesn't matter. They're all distributed. Okay, here we are. The Palindromeda Galaxy. You brought this upon all of us.
I'm sorry.
Just so you know. Are we not drawn onward? We few drawn onward to new era? Words of a poet? A philosopher? No. It's Abe Sebastian, a Santa at NASA, whose sense of adventure and discovery inspired a lad named E. Mandala and Dr. Awkward himself, Zeramar Ramirez, to open exploration of the Palindromeda Galaxy. It is these sagas of so many dynamos of both sexes to which we refer now. Starship Deified, launched from Camp Mack in Wassamassow, South Carolina, on noon 20 December 2012. Armed with maps, DNA, and spam, but no lemon, no melon. This brave crew of 33, including Nell, Edna, Leon, Nora, Alice, Carol, Leo, Jane, Reed, Dina, Dale, Basil, Ray, Penny, Lana, Dave, Ava, Dana, Lynn, Pearl, Isabel, Ada, Ned, Dee, Rena, Joel.
Just use another microphone.
Laura, Cecil, Aaron, Noel, and Ellen. And yes, that entire chunk is a palindrome.
Oh, my God.
Don't applaud me. I didn't actually write it.
That mic burnt out with that.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God, right now. My mind is...
Though I did edit it down. So there was some work involved in that. settled the Palindromeda colony and invites you, whether as solos or with the whole family, to put this vacation destination on your radar. Page 3. While in Palindromeda, if I had a hi-fi, I would play Eno Emu Love Volume 1. But if you're looking for a workout, be sure to kayak at my gym. Maybe sit around the loop pool contemplating the age-old question, do geese see God? Thrill seekers can take speed to the next level in a rotor-powered late-metal race car. Late-metal and race car are two separate. I know they're together and bolded, but they're too... or check out the Lion Oil Circus and watch Acrobat Stab Orca. Or if you're in the mood for more risque entertainment, you can head over to the Gentleman's Club Wet Stew. And watch as Emily's sassy lime gets redder and redder as she draw 9 men inward. So come on, Hannah. Don't nod. Don't be a boob, madam. Get yourself a top spot on a rocket ship off of this ball of dumb mud. Palindromeda awaits. For reservations, just call 1-866-767-6681. That's one ton pop, not one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Stab. Stab is now over. One more time for Josh Mitchell, Chaz Hawkins, Jesse Jones. I'm your host, John Ross. Dan Herrera over here on the tickling the ivories. Please join us on our website, stab4gold, stab4gold.com, or check us out on Twitter at stabshow. Good night. Thank you, guys.